Dan O'Rourke and Wes McCauley, the referee, Scott Cherry and Kyle Murchison are the linesmen. And game seven is underway. Cross ice pass, Val Nichushkin put it right on net, and Ottinger tested very early. Now Sagan centers one, and it's picked off by Devon Taves, sending Nathan MacKinnon away. One of the great skaters, one of the great players. Marty Nature's a shot blocked down by Ottinger. Rantanen, 10 years with the Avalanche, including the first half of this season. Now Harley. It gets tipped just wide by Johnston from the high slot. Lindell back into the corner. And now Marchment with some room. Big and powerful forward at 6'5". Lindell put it on net. Off Blackwood and off the back wall. Clearing effort did not work as Dan O'Rourke, the referee, got hit by the puck. Here is MacKinnon, goes around CeCe, and a beautiful left pad save by Ottinger.
Clear the puck against Colorado. Even more importantly than any other team, it's got to go deep all the way down the ice. Dallas doesn't get it all the way. It just ends up at center.
We're under 8 minutes to go, first period. It comes free to Nichushkin. Down low! It wound up going wide as Ottinger lunged out at him. Brock Nelson, rebound free. Charlie Coyle sent it toward the net.
Nichushkin's going to come out of this pack. He's got Jonathan Drouin open there, but that's really well played by Blackwell.
CeCe, who played in the Stanley Cup final last year for Edmonton, played it ahead. Rantanen on the backhand.
Minutes have not disappointed. Excitement and chances at both ends. The last one's Rantanen. Blackwood makes the stop. It's still scoreless.
It's not like he filled the net during his time with Dallas. 16 goals in parts of four seasons with the Stars. Then he has three in a game seven. He was a part of that trade from Carolina along with Natchez that sent Mikko Rantanen to the Hurricanes for about a month and a half. Girard, that's knocked down by the arm of Ottinger.
I would say that's an advantage for Dallas. That's the way they want to play.
Sam Steele, fourth line on. He threw it on the net, and then the follow-up fanned on by Beck. Harley put it on net off the pad of Blackwood.
Rupe Hintz is one player that can really skate. Had a tremendous second period in game six.
Had 4 points in that period. Now Hintz. Stayed up on the dasher for a moment. Harley down low, all alone. Granlund stopped. He couldn't lift the puck with Blackwood sprawling at him.
This puck is going to go around the boards, and as you mentioned, Sean, it stays up on the dasher. So Landeskog can't get to it. He's kind of chasing it around the end. But Blackwood reads the deke. Watch the right pad go right to the goal post. There's nowhere for Granlund to sweep it around, and because he's at the length of his stick, as far as he can reach, he's not going to be able to wedge it over.
He does have one here in this series. It was one of those empty net goals in game six. Johnston a drive, knocked down by Blackwood. He couldn't corral it. Well, the rebound was swept from Harm. Now it's back in Harm, and backhanded on by Ben.
By Malinsky, and then the next rush, same shift. Johnston goes across to Dadonov. It looked like Dadonov.
Drop back, played by O'Connor, who has the only shorthanded goal in this series. He centers one. They score! Shorthanded! Josh Manson makes it 1-0 Colorado.
He's been up in the play, trying to create some offense. A poor entry into the zone by Hintz. O'Connor takes off with his terrific speed, and nobody gets to Manson coming up the middle of the ice. Duchesne is late. The pass from O'Connor is right on the tape, and Josh Manson has an empty net goal in game six. He's got the shorthanded goal in game seven.
Charlie Coyle back to the line. Point to point, Taves to Makar. Makar, that gets deflected a couple of times. A backhand right on. Kivi Ranta managed to get a shot on even though he was tied up in the slot.
Period. Dallas needs to get the puck behind the Colorado defense. They have to forecheck. They're not a creative team that's going to score without Haskinen and Robertson very easily.
The Nichushkin line is on for Colorado with Nelson in the middle and Landeskog on the other wing. Off the glass. Jamie Nichushkin's on it. There's a penalty coming here against Dallas. Blackwood's out. McKinnon attacks and scores! Nathan McKinnon makes it 2-0 Avalanche!
McKinnon's going to come from the top end of your screen as the puck will come back around. Here comes McKinnon. Open around Wyatt Johnston. And remember on the first period on the power play.
At the line, Petrovic. Bischel put it on net, bouncing high in the air. Played off. Duchesne stopped. Great opportunity for Matt Duchesne.
The puck, he holds it, and as everybody gets to Rantanen and tries to take a look at him, Duchesne pulls up and he's wide open.
He played in all six in the series, now all seven. After playing in just five in the regular season, 58 in the AHL. Back for Rantanen. Rantanen all kinds of room. He scores! Mikko Rantanen has Dallas on the board.
4 goals in 81 playoff games for the Avs. Look at the patience to walk across the slot to shoot it. Sam Steele goes right through Lehkonen and Lindgren.
With 7 points combined. And he has the goal that has Dallas on the board. O'Connor kicked out. Follow stopped by Ottinger. Granlund now. Many of the fans on their feet. Out in front. And off the stick of Harley. He didn't get a lot on it.
And it's probably got to get involved here. He scores the goal to make it 2-1. And then he finds Harley back across the seam. The Avs in a moment of panic lose their defensive coverage, and Harley takes this puck. It's probably it.
Manson, a good stick lift on Duchesne, who got his stick back, but sent it back to an empty point. And the time ticking off, the Stars' man advantage. And off the clock here in the third period. Rantanen again! Rantanen scores! Off the skate of Giroux! The former Colorado Avalanche star has scored twice to tie it for Dallas.
Rantanen comes with such power and speed, he catches Lindgren flat-footed. So he goes through that opening into the zone, and the puck hits the skate of Sam Girard. Back-to-back goals in the third period for Mikko Rantanen. An amazing turn of events.
Our rules expert Dave Jackson agrees with the call as Drury took down Sagan. Power play for Dallas. They just tied it. A man up. Now trying to take the lead. Down low. Johnston scores! Wyatt Johnston with 3:56 to go.
Play is perfectly executed. Duchesne leaves the slot right on top of the crease and goes across the seam to Wyatt Johnston from the acute angle. Johnston has the patience and poise of someone much more experienced. The youngster fires it into the empty net.
15.2 to go. Colorado last 11 shot attempts. Makar kept it in. Free puck, Lindell didn't get good wood on it, but Sagan got it out. Rantanen again, unbelievable! A legendary performance by Rantanen against his former team.
4 points in the second period. That was in a losing effort. This is unbelievable. 3 goals and an assist in the third period for Mikko Rantanen. A remarkable Game 7 third
period
performance.
The only player or coach who's won 9 Game 7s in NHL history. And he's 9-0. And on his way to the second round with an incredible come from